a total of 4,870 persons are suspected to have cases of this disease in four refugee camps, Jamam, Jandrasa, Doro, which is the biggest, and Yusuf Batil. So it appears that this disease has struck very hard in Yusuf Batil.
What is IOM doing to arrest the situation?
We are a lead organization in WASH, that is providing water, sanitation and hygiene in this area. Since the influx of the refugees started sometime in 2011. But now the situation has been aggravated because of the rain season and the huge influx of the refugees, because we didn't expect initially this number of over 100,000 refugees from Blue Nile. So what we are doing now is actually to redouble our efforts towards providing these services, because the hepatitis E is mainly caused by terrible living conditions and terrible health conditions, especially when people share bad water, which somehow mixed with human excrement.
A lot of people know IOM for helping people who are like migrants, helping people to return to their homes, or helping people who want to go to the third country option. Why are you involved in helping refugees inside South Sudan? Is this a situation that is going out of hand?
We are actually experts in camp management and providing WASH services, water, sanitation, hygiene, as well as transport as our initial mandate. When we deal with the refugees, we are actually helping our partners, the UNHCR. They have the lead, and they are the ones who tell us, come in and assist us in this and that field, because you have the expertise in these areas. So to answer your question is that we are not only concerned about migrants nowadays, we do a lot also to help our partners in the humanitarian work.
There has been these cases of health issues in these camps for quite a long time. What do you see as a long-term solution?
We come in to support the government. If you ask me, the real solution to this is for the two countries really to come at an agreement to stop the fighting, to stop the causes of the influx of the refugees.
How involved are you in Sudan, in places like Darfur, where fighting has been going there for quite a long time?
We work from Khartoum. We have an office there. We are moving emergency assistance, which in terms of plastic sheeting, sleeping mats, beds, mattresses, as you said, after the outbreak of another terrible conflict in Darfur, pitting two tribes, I should say, the Bani Hussein and Bani and Abala tribes.
And in Darfur, you have communities who are found in Chad and are also found in Sudan. An example is the Resigat community. Do you have issues of Chadian nationals who are caught up in this latest fighting?
Well, when the gold was discovered in this area, I'm talking about North Darfur, early last year, 2012, a lot of Chadian came to work as gold miners, artisans, digging gold. And now they had to run away. And as I'm talking, some of them are living in valleys, some of them are living in the open areas. And at the moment, it is a winter time, and in desert, the winter is very harsh. Now, we are concerned about the health situation of these people and even their lives. That is why we have sent a team to the border areas to assess the situation and requirement of those who are running for their lives back to Chad.
And how many people are we talking about here, especially these foreign workers at the gold mine?
We estimate about a couple of thousands, maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people.